Thanks for joining us. And we're just going to see what we're going to be talking about here. We just did our podcast, so here's a little intro.
Yeah, so Sean and I on the Dot Matrix talked about, well, the Canucks. We had basically talked to, we just watched the game. The oil spill out in Louisiana, Texas, USA area. The car bombing in New York City. And we waxed poetic a lot about British Columbia and my upcoming road trip. So, little preview, and hopefully you enjoy the episode.
Hey, that was pretty good, even with your finger in your mouth. And scene.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Dot Matrix. I'm Justin.
And I'm Sean.
It's episode 33, not episode 42. I don't know how I can't just keep track of these things, but episode 33, The Dot Matrix, and we have just watched a very disappointing Dismal. Canucks game.
Dismal.
Typical Canucks game, actually, but, you know.
That's how I remember them.
I shouldn't have said that if there's overtime, we would record this podcast in between. That was not smart. But I do wonder, though, I've seen this playoff season, I've seen two games here, and both have been losses.
At our place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if the Canucks win on Wednesday, I'm not coming over Friday.
Well, I think the only game we've seen where the team was victorious was the Olympic final. We were here and we watched. Oh no, right. You weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Sorry.
See, again, it plays into my theory that I shouldn't be here.
That's right. Okay, you're not coming, right? That's Wow, yeah, because you were somewhere else. Maybe, yeah, okay, we'll keep that in mind. How about you can spend the first 5 minutes in the hall and then in the lobby.
And then get buzzed up at some point. Because actually both of the gold medal hockey game and then the last game when the Canucks won 5-1, I was both times at my brother's place watching it with Kimberly.
Yeah. So which is your niece?
My niece.
So that's good. And then now, yeah, or we just hide you in the bedroom. We get like a little TV in the bedroom or something or the office. You can stream it online, and as long as we can't see you, out of sight, out of mind, maybe we'll win next.
Yes, superstitions.
But yeah, but we, you know, that's not the only thing going on in the world. There's a lot of...
No, maybe, really?
No, it's not all about playoff hockey. There's,
so what is
crazy stuff going on, but... I didn't come with a list today, so...
I know, and we were saying that... weren't we talking about... Was it your sister-in-law who was talking about, or who was saying that they listened to a podcast and then they thought, you know, it'd be really great if we could summarize at the beginning of the episode what we're going to talk about.
Right.
So that way people know whether it's worth listening to.
Well.
It's always worth listening to, of course.
I think it's a good idea, but I just think that it's one of those things that we can tack on in editing.
Yes, in post-production.
Because... Right now, we don't really know.
We have two blank pages that say BC Tell.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. We have packs and packs of these little notebooks. They're old BC Tell before we became Tellus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really boring really exciting. So far.
Well, we talked a lot before we.
That's right.
We went to the gym.
Yes, we had a good gym session.
Yeah, so you've been showing me lots of arm exercises and stuff.
Trying to get you buff and all.
Well, like, you're trying to get me like you.
Right, yes. Yes, we can say anything about how I look when we're on the radio or podcast.
I like thinking of it as if we're on the radio.
I do too.
But
so we don't have the soundproof rooms with the... the different materials on the walls and
like
everything.
Yeah, like the acoustic things, like the baffles and stuff.
Yeah,
we need to get that. We need, you know, I was thinking of getting another one of these.
Okay.
I think that would be cool because then we'll have our own channel and then we can really like, you know, right now we're kind of mono. We're not stereo. That way we could be stereo.
So you could be in one speaker and I could be in another?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah, we could pan it that way, yeah. That would be fun. I think it's something worth considering.
Let's think about that.
Yeah. So we can have bring even more quality podcasts to you, our listeners. But yeah, well, there's a lot kind of going on. There's the oil spill outside Louisiana in the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Yes, well, let's knock that one off of our plate first.
Yeah.
And
just the total absurdity of the whole thing. Well, that thing blew up, right? That tanker or whatever it was?
Oil rig, yeah.
Oil rig. I don't actually know the finer details of it, but it's unprecedented oil spill disaster, apparently.
Well, and it's still gushing out oil, right? Because I think somehow there's an explosion and that oil rig is gone. Like, it's destroyed.
Wow.
And because it's drilling in the ocean, so the apparently the oil is still gushing out into the water, like, as we speak, right?
So from the floor of the ocean.
Yeah.
Did people die?
I think so.
I think it was like 11 people or something. That's sad, too. Now a lot of birds are going to die.
See, and now they need to drill another well somewhere sort of just close by and drill it into the old one to cap it off. Right? So it's... But yeah, they've been saying for days it's gonna reach land, and it hasn't reached land. So I guess the winds have been so unpredictable that it just sort of hasn't hit the shore yet. But
right,
and I think that's the reason why it's been still hasn't been capped is that I think the weather and the wind has been a certain way that they just can't get the ships in the right place and to get it all done or something. But it's I saw an interesting story on The National yesterday.
Mm.
They're saying about how, you know, Obama just last week or last month sort of changed his mind about offshore drilling and was saying that we should, you know, he would now consider opening up offshore drilling.
Right.
And now after this, no one's talking about it. No. And the Republican Party aren't saying what they said during the last election, which was drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill.
And, you know, it takes a calamity like this to remind people about what's at stake, you know?
Well, I was really surprised that Obama was quite ready to, you know, go for this offshore drilling. I thought he that would be one of the things he wouldn't be into, considering he considers himself very, you know, environmental. I was really surprised by that. But that, I think it's a big power play. It's like a political power play, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of knocks on the guy in terms of, you know, if he had to choose, you know, ideology versus pragmatism, he technically has chosen pragmatism more often. Right. You know, what will win votes, what will be the compromise, what will be, you know, whatever. And some, you know, I think it's great in terms of, you know, trying to govern responsibly, but at a certain point you were elected to do certain things, and because you've said certain things, and if the opposition doesn't agree with what you said, but the voters have voted you in, you do have a responsibility to do what you've said, right? As long as it's still, you know, economically feasible, and you know, sometimes you can say things and then you go into office and you realize, wow, shit, you know, the other guy has left me with such an awful, you know, financial fiscal situation, which, you know, has happened. But I mean, that's what they're saying with the healthcare bill, right? They were saying how it was, he had a certain vision and he let Congress and the Senate try to have their various different bills and didn't really play ball or hardball on it.
Yeah.
And then when it was going to die and it was compromising to so much of a degree, he sort of finally dove in. Mm-hmm. and he ended up getting a little bit more of a stronger bill than they thought he was going to push for.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't as watered down, but it was still fairly watered down from, you sure. know, single payer, public option, all that sort of stuff, right? So,
well, he even almost started denying that he was ever wanting single payer. After a while, like, that's not what he actually campaigned on. But I think, you know, personally, I think the health bill was next to impossible. And the fact that they actually got something that he got enough people to vote yes on, I think is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, and I don't understand what the problem, I think, like, to me, single payer, which is pretty much in principle what we have in Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly, but close. I mean, in some respects, right? Like, Like, I think it's a pretty decent compromise, you know? Like, it doesn't matter what the price is, and, you know, you can choose, so you have your complete democracy in terms of your choice. Yeah, but it's just, it's being billed by one person to one, which is government. Government collects all the fees, and government pays out all the fees. Like, government plays a middleman role, you know? Like, I think it's reasonable, but what do I know?
Reasonable doesn't really rain down there, I don't think. Speaking of which, guy that do you think it was one of those tea partiers? Tea
Tea
partiers?
banging in, is that what you said?
I almost said that, yeah. Do you think it's one of those guys that tried to blow up Times Square?
Know, that is
You like that
so
segue?
that's not a bad seg if that's how you say it in the podcast world lingo. You know, that is just such a weird, I haven't really been paying attention. I saw a little dynamic graph or something they had on NewYorkTimes.com, and I was like, cool, look at the graph. And I know exactly where it was, you know, where the van was parked, and you kind of get a sense, you know, if you've been there before. But what is interesting is that, you know, with all the talk of planes and airport security and the crazy terrorist things that can happen, like the quote-unquote good old car bomb option, which happens, you know, you hear it all the time. There's a car bomb in Gaza, a car bomb in Iraq, or a car bomb in
Like Afghanistan.
Afghanistan, anywhere. Car bombings are not typically what happens in America. No, it doesn't happen that
It doesn't
way,
really happen in the West.
So it's kind of interesting how it's, you know, it's a tactic, a terrorist tactic that has, you know, finally come to the doors of New York City, which is
Pretty crazy,
so
huh?
that to me was the big thing that I've been thinking about juxtaposing in my mind. But yeah, I haven't read too much of the stories about, except I saw the headlines that the van was purchased by cash. It's a SUV, Nissan Pathfinder. I'm sure the Nissan Automotive Company loves to get
Lots
all
of free
these free
press.
press. Actually, it's not as bad as when I'm digressing for a second, but I'll get back to the point. But you know, like, was it like 3 or 4 years ago where that pedophile, that Canadian pedophile, was found? And it was because, you know, how there's this the picture of the guy with his swirled face, and then they were able to unswirl it. And then they show this guy's like in Thailand or something, and he's like a Canadian dude. And like, you know, like, of course he's a pedophile and a Canadian dude, but they unswirl it and he's wearing a baseball cap, and that cap, Vancouver Canucks cap. And
Whatever.
they showed it for like months, and there's like pedophile, and there's the Vancouver Canucks cap.
I don't remember that.
I kept thinking, oh gosh, the Canucks brass must be like, stop showing it, stop showing it.
Holy.
Why couldn't it have been a Calgary Flames cap? But anyways, going back to the point, yeah. So I don't know much except for that. There were the headlines that it was you know, bought by cash, and because they talked to the owner, the previous owner of it, and of the van, but they don't think he's a suspect. But they had that video of this guy taking off his one shirt, putting it in a bag, and leaving, right? So he's a person of interest. But yeah,
But
it's
he wasn't
weird.
in the van.
No, I don't think so.
My thought when I first heard about it, and I haven't really read too much on it for some reason, I don't know why, but was that it was someone from, like, it was like a, citizen, not terror, like so-called foreign terrorist or whatever.
Yeah, because they were. Of course, whenever this happens, you know, police have to say they don't think it was Taliban related.
And Taliban, like, we did it. It's like, no, you didn't. It was like an amateur type setup, but pretty lethal though. Which, could be really anyone. I think, considering Oklahoma bombing 15 years ago, just had their anniversary, Unabomber, it happens here,
It
like,
does.
or down in the States rather. And especially a place like New York, like that's got to be a little bone chilling, especially if you're in the
Yeah.
area at the time.
Well, we've got friends who are going down there soon, right? So, but you
So,
know, the best time to go, as I always say, is right after these things happen.
yeah, that's
You know,
right.
like,
That's
because,
right.
you know, people who have planned, who were maybe planning to do similar things go, oh, shit, someone beat me to it. I gotta wait a bit of time, you know? Yeah. So they stop planning.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the security does beef up for a little bit. So it's all good.
And then it kind of relaxes a bit. And then because life goes on. And oh, boy.
But now it's a good time. So New York City, go. Go, folks.
Yeah. Travel.
Speaking of travel, I'm going on a road trip next week. Or this
let's
week.
Let's talk about that. Well, that's really exciting. So 2 weeks, right?
14 days, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Solo?
Solo, by myself, me and my new car. Newish car. Got it all checked out last week and cleaned, so it's all ready to go. Picked up a new raincoat at Vancouver Co-op on the weekend.
Oh, that's
so
a good idea.
I hear the Inside Passages can be quite a wet kind of a journey, so to be all, get a good raincoat is good to be outside for a little bit kind of thing. So I'm all ready. I'm going to get some more groceries and some snacks and stuff. And
good.
Sunday,
so
Mother's Day, have brunch, and then hit the road.
And so maybe you can name some of the big spots that you're hitting in British Columbia.
Well, you know, I planned my route. It's called the Heritage Loop, actually. It's like a specific route that they map out or Tourism BC suggests. And it seemed one that I got high enough that I felt like I've traveled quite a bit.
Yeah.
And covered enough ground, but not too high up that it's going to take a long time to get back down, kind of thing. And if I had longer, I probably would, but I only have 2 weeks. And it's funny how much if you want to see places and actually not just drive by them, but actually see them.
Yeah.
Like you kind of have to just take time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
not
I
just
kept,
lunch.
You know, I kept thinking, you know, I'm going to just kind of mark where the cities I want to go to, find potentially places where I'd like to stay, and then I'll just go. And then I'll just know if I end up in Clinton instead of Lillooet, which is probably my first destination,
right,
then I'll just know where I could probably go. But I've been... I can't fight me. I'm starting...
You can't fight you?
Yeah, I can't fight me. So I have handed up having to book places because I just feel comfortable. And people have been good. They say, oh, you know, if you're there back a few days or whatever, then it's okay kind of thing. So people have been pretty good when I've been emailing them. But yeah, so I'm going from Vancouver to Lillooet, but if I can get a little bit further, I'll stop in Clinton overnight.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm going to travel to Williams Lake and staying with someone I know through work.
Cool.
And have a couple of meetings with some of the organizations who are up in Williams Lake. And then booted up to Prince George, and there 2 nights in Prince George. Actually, no, sorry, not Prince George first. I'm going to, after from Williams Lake, I'm going to go to Barkerville.
Oh yeah, cool.
And spend the night in Barkerville, and I was debating about where to stay in Barkerville. You could stay just outside of Barkerville in a town called Wells. There's a couple of different hotels, and I emailed some of them, and they have space. But then in Barkerville, there's a hotel in Barkerville, and it's like, and I read the reviews. It's like the only hotel there, right?
Sure.
And it's like apparently it's like staying in like a museum. It's like I feel like you're like in an old. The Barkerville Golden...
Like saloon.
Yeah, saloon time, right? And it's a little bit more expensive, like $140 a night, which is, you know, it's not bad. Not bad for, like, you know, staying in Vancouver, right?
But
well, you know, the places outside in Wells is like $60, $70 or whatever, right?
Right.
So it could be, you know, $99 kind of thing, which is still actually not that cheap, but I'm not going to go hosteling in it, right? Because But I'm not going to go, like, superstar great restaurant, right?
Anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm like, you know, just one night. And so I just got to call them and give them my credit card number that I've reserved that one night in that. So it's going to be kind of cool. And so I'll spend a day in Barkerville and then go up to Prince George and have a few meetings there and spend a couple of nights there. And then I'm drive to Smithers and I'm going to stay just outside of Smithers for two nights at a log called the Log Pile Lodge. It's like apparently... got a great reputation. I'm going to meet someone who I know out there as well. And they said it's a good reputation, great food. And it's apparently great views of the Bulkley Valley. So we should maybe do some, you know, some walking around, some hiking or whatever. Not like huge incline hiking, you know me, but just walking around. And then trek it to... I might end up stopping in Terrace, I'm not sure, but probably not. I'll just go straight to Prince Rupert and spend two nights in Prince Rupert. And then take the ferry 15 hours down the Inside Passage to Port Hardy on the top of Vancouver Island. Spend overnight one night there, and then Campbell River. And then have a few meetings in Campbell River. And then travel just south of Campbell River to Qualicum Bay. Nice. And I'm going to stay, this is what I've already booked. I'm staying in a place called Free Spirit Spheres. Mm-hmm. And there are these spheres. Mm-hmm. That are suspended on trees in a forest. Huh. So you kind of wait, you kind of sway in the wind and the movement of the trees, and you're in this giant sphere.
I saw a thing on that on TV. Because they're little spherical homes.
Yeah.
You're going to see those.
I'm going to stay in one of them.
You're going to stay in one of them?
Overnight, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well,
that's awesome.
A good friend of mine had stayed there. And she lived in Vancouver at the time, and she stayed in there overnight or a couple of nights, and then had this great epiphany. She sold her house, took a 6 month secondment job, you know, setting up volunteer programs in Ghana, and just took a brand new adventure.
Whoa!
And then eventually, now she's living in Victoria now. But yeah, and then the owners was being interviewed by the Georgia Strait, and they quoted that exact story. And wow. I'm like, I know that person.
Wow.
And then so when I was figuring out where to stay in Qualicum Beach area, and I realized, what about those spheres? I don't know where they are. And they just happened to be right nearby.
Oh, that's perfect.
So it's perfect. And and then someone I volunteer with, he knows the owners really well. So.
Done.
Yeah. That was kind of cool. And then I'm going to end in Nanaimo. And then deciding whether or not I ferry it from there or go down to Victoria and see our friend. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And, so I might do that, but by that time it's the long weekend, and I'm not looking forward to battling all the long ferry lineups to get back on the holiday Monday, right, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure. Like, I figure that one out.
Well, can't wait to see your pictures of the sphere homes. My God.
I know. I'm
Oh, that is awesome. I couldn't believe I was watching it. I was like, really? It almost makes me think of being like a hobbit. You know, except it's up in the trees.
Well, and they've got this spiral staircase that goes up along the tree trunk until you get to it. And, I mean, they've got power there. There's a heater there. So and I think it's insulated, too. And there's, like, a compost toilet, like, nearby.
Okay.
But there's, like, a little cabin further, just, you know, not more than 60 meters away, where there's a full shower and a, you know, running toilet and that sort of stuff. So,
right.
It's not like completely roughing it kind of thing, but still,
that's amazing.
I just look forward to like maybe sitting there, swaying, may have some music on.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be awesome.
What a great experience. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
So that's my trip.
Wow.
I'm very excited. And I'm actually I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to do it alone, but I'm actually looking forward to doing it just coasting and just having some time to myself. I mean, last time I did that was when I was in Italy, and I did that, you know, for about a month.
3 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah. God. Well, two weeks with a whole bunch of people, then 2 weeks on my own. And I really do... 2 weeks is probably a good amount of time to be on your own. I think after that, you kind of want to talk to people. And I mean, you do talk to people. Like,
start talking to yourself.
Yeah, you do start talking to yourself. But, you know, I got a lot of shit going on in my head right now, so it's kind of nice to... Maybe clear your head. And you know, there's nothing like driving to sort of just clear your mind a bit, So
love it.
So maybe I'll get a renewed love affair with driving and with my car. I mean, I like my car and all, but I don't drive it as much as most people would if they just bought a brand new car.
Right.
But, so I there's a lot going on. I'm very happy and looking forward to it. So.
Well, that's really exciting. Oh, I'm very impressed. Wow.
Yeah, and then at some point, maybe next year, I'll do another road trip somewhere else. Who knows?
Well, why not, right? And the cool thing I thought when you first told me about it is, like, you get to see our province, you know? Like, I haven't been the furthest... I've been east-west, but I have the north, most north, I think I've been is, you know, it's like passing through some of the Okanagan. Like, I don't think, like, Kamloops or something.
Right.
I don't think I've been beyond Kamloops before. You know, and there's so much out there, and especially in the on the island, I haven't been past Strathcona Park, which is kind of like the middle of the island. I haven't been up to Campbell River. I mean, you know, Port Hardy, no, none of that.
Right.
So that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's funny because, like, I now that I'm getting so close, I'm starting to. Before, it was just so theoretical about where am I going to stay? And I still have to figure out a hotel in Nanaimo and stuff like that. But when I was talking to the woman who was taking my booking for the Sphere, she's like, "Are you excited about your road trip?" I'm like, "Yeah." You know? I mean, it was still very theoretical, but now it's starting to get to be something. But if you ever do want to see the province, if you ever start to just thinking about planning your own road trip, there's Street View. Google Street View is in. There's street views of Prince George, there's street views of Prince Rupert. I couldn't believe how many communities had street views.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed.
I love doing Street View in England. I went on Street View to see where John Lennon used to live before he moved to America. It was in that big mansion. It was like, it's like kind of north. West of London, I think, like an hour or more.
Okay.
It's in Ascot, where they have those big royal horse races where all the women wear those hats. Like the queen and stuff. So anyway, well, the house isn't there anymore, but I kind of followed, not all the way from London, but I followed like kind of the map, see how do you get from London through there? And I actually saw the, like, because you can find the address online.
Right.
To where he actually lived. Because there's this whole website devoted to his former residence. It's kind of funny. But, so I looked it up on Google Maps, found it, you know, just going through the countryside, and you find the street that he must have driven on a bunch of times, like, well, being driven through, you know.
Right.
It's just fascinating. I love Street View.
It's quite something, like, and it really helps. I mean, when it helps you kind of get your feet into things like that, where if you're not going to get there and you kind of are curious, that's like exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
But when you're travel, you know, planning, it's funny because you read these reviews. Like, I'm thinking about Prince George, for example. Like, I've emailed three or four different hotels about, you know, what's your rates and what's your availability. And this one hotel has emailed back and said, you know, oh, but the rates are this, but if you go through me, I can give it to you at this discounted rate, which is actually a good rate. It's like less than $100. But the reviews online say that it's in a dumpy neighborhood and across the street is a dumpy hotel and it's an old, old part of town. But I've heard more recently, reading the most current reviews, that hotel's now been boarded up. but you can street view it and you're like, well, I mean, okay, I mean everything's during the day, so it's hard to tell, right?
Right,
but
right.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know, I mean, it doesn't look that bad. I mean,
right. Yeah, it's hard to really know whose opinion to trust, you know? Like, someone's version of really kind of crappy is maybe not so bad.
Yeah, well, and I just think, like, in November, I was in Victoria and I stayed at the Hojo's, and it was, like, not a well-reviewed thing, but it was exactly what I needed and the location I needed.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty low maintenance. Like, I don't have any complaints about the place.
Ah, good.
So, and that was, like, $59 a night.
Wow. It's amazing how cheap in Victoria compared to even here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unreal. I don't know. It's just Vancouver. I don't know. We did it to ourselves. But basically, it's like, it's so expensive to stay in a hotel in the city. You know, you just go to Victoria. It's a beautiful city. You know, really great town. And it's a fraction of the price. It's crazy.
Well, if I go, I mean, I'm going to go back again, I think. I'm going to do more of the same thing that I was doing in November. So if I go back out this, I'll have a car. And, because it's a little bit outside of downtown, this particular hotel. So I could have my car with me. Last time I had to take a taxi to go somewhere. So.
Wow.
So, but yeah. So who knows? But anyways, that's my road trip. And that's various different things.
That's awesome.
Anything else on our list? I can't remember. There's so much been going on.
Well, you know, it's almost been a half hour. I mean, we could just do a shorter one.
What?
Well, you know, not an hour long. I mean, we can go a little longer, but I thought, you know, this might be our chance to kind of do, like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we start to describe whether or not we should chuck on another 10 minutes, we should probably not.
I know. We'll see. That's okay.
People are listening. Oh, no. And now it's natural.
Yeah, I know. It's just part of... I know. We're kind of getting to it naturally, but...
Well, I think it's... Well, I guess we'll do another one when I come back, I guess. I can tell you all about how it went.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, I mean, part of it is kind of, it's quasi-work, too, so I might try to do some, because you have a work blog, so I might try to post a few blog things while I'm on the road, you know? If I start to meet with some people work-related,
yeah.
I might just do, like, a blog or two. I'm not sure. Like,
yeah, that'd be awesome. But
every place I'm looking for has free, I've been looking at and booking have free Wi-Fi, so it's all good.
It's everywhere now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's really cool. I mean, why not, right? It gets people in there.
Yeah, I know.
Like, everywhere. Coffee shops, hotels. It's really yeah. cool.
Except the place in Prince Rupert. All the places in Prince Rupert so far have no complimentary breakfasts.
What?
I'm like, what's going on?
Really? That's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, I think the problem is because the Prince Rupert and Port Hardy, but that's where the Inside Passage ferries start. And all the ferries, they leave at 7:30 in the morning. So you have to be there at 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning to get to that ferry. So and that's way too early for any hotel to offer breakfast.
So
I think that's what I think that's the problem, is that, you know, they don't offer breakfast because no one would eat it because everyone's driving to the ferry for like a 7:30 departure.
And they'll
right?
just eat on the ferry.
They'll just eat on the ferry. Hmm. But I'm staying Prince Rupert for 2 nights. I need one night, one morning and breakfast. Sorry, my little rant.
I love having hotel breakfast. It's awesome.
I know. So do I. And in Italy, that's what saved me a whole bunch of money, was that I would eat a huge breakfast, and then I would take bread and cold cuts and stuff and make a sandwich for lunch.
Wow.
I was such a stingy ass.
Hey, if it's really good, why not? I,
sometimes it was funny, it wasn't.
when we were in Paris, we weren't in a hotel, as you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, we had to, every meal, we were like, okay, what are we going to do, you know, so. I just can't tell you the awesome novelty of going to a cafe, getting a croissant or a pain au chocolat, and a coffee, or what have you, right? And just sitting there and you're like, even their hot chocolate was amazing. I had that a couple times. Oh, I don't know. It's just a step beyond. You know, and you're just sitting there and you're just like, this is it. And they eat all that shit all the time. Like buttery, you know, like French cooking. Yeah. It's butter, it's this, it's that. And I don't know, I seem to be all right. So like, I don't know what their, you know, statistics are for cholesterol or cancer. Who knows? Like, I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but...
I don't know. France seems to still have a very good, strong cultural brand of hotness and chicness.
So, yeah.
You know.
Well, I think it's all the wine. I think the wine balances it all out somehow. I think. But I could be totally wrong.
You could be full of shit. But...
I was kind of full of shit all night, actually. The way I was yelling at the TV, talking like I know what I'm talking about, and going on and on.
Sometimes you made sense, it's okay.
Yeah. Like when I was looking at Bettman. Gary Bettman, I'm like, that guy looks like a prick. He just looks like an asshole. Is he an asshole? He comes across that way in interviews.
Well, I don't know him personally, but I'm sure a lot of people could describe him as that.
Yeah. but I don't know. See, I don't mind the guy because you had to draw the line somewhere with these salaries, right? Like, these guys make a lot of money. And if they don't want a cab, then what are we supposed to do? Like, not afford hockey tickets anymore? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. That's why I didn't mind him so much during that.
Well, if you think about it, like, to talk sports for just a minute, although we've said we would leave the podcast early, I don't disagree with exactly that, too, about the cap, because, I mean, you look at this playoffs year, and even the last couple of years, although it's kind of weird because Pittsburgh has played Detroit in the Stanley Cup Finals the last 2 years, so it's been kind of like the same too, but there's a lot more parity. Like, you know, Montreal beat Washington was like the best team in the NHL,
yeah,
and Montreal barely made it to the playoffs. And it happens on occasion, but if you look at the East, it's all the bottom player, all the bottom ranked teams are on into the second round. So,
yeah.
I mean, when you have a salary cap, that helps teams, or every team compete, right?
So, yeah, right.
And it's been a really exciting playoffs. I mean, you're, how many games you said you've watched already, right?
Like, yeah.
I mean, not forget the fact that you finally have a television for the first time in like forever.
Yeah.
But even if you did, you'd be down at the Charlottesville yourself.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yep, and be watching.
Oh, but there we go. We stretch it out a bit longer.
That's good. 34 minutes, 35 by the time we stop, and then the music, 36. Okay.
And then we'll have to do a post-production recap of what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, well, we've been writing it down. Well, you usually been writing it down.
I've got it down. You've got episode 33. And something, what is it, Derek?
Reminder to invite Derek out to hockey.
Nice, nice.
Okay, well, thanks for listening to this quick one.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get this up before Justin leaves.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you I'll get the description to you very soon.
That way, when he comes back, we can do another one. And get it up and get it happening. And then perfect. We can hear about all the stuff all the places that we just mentioned briefly.
So. And all the broken hearts I left.
Yes.
No. Anyways, yeah.
You never know.
Well, find us on thedotmatrix.com or on Facebook. Find us there. And hopefully you'll have a good listen and we'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.